Hi, guys. Welcome to T11. It's good to have you here. If you can see me on YouTube, I guess that's a good thing. I didn't know if this camera was going to work. It's a nice day in Seattle, so I figured I'd open up the door, you know, and see all that kind of stuff. So if I'm a little dark, yeah, I'm dark. I'm a dark soul. I apologize. But anyway, good to have you guys here. And thanks so much for everybody reaching out. I just did a recent podcast with Psychic Cammy, who I was also on her show. She's got a really cool show on Facebook, and it's called Cosmic Conversations. And I was on that, so that was a lot of fun to do. So thanks for everybody for checking her out. Got some good stuff done with her. It was really good to talk to her. Other than that, just been thinking, just been doing things. Still trying to figure things out. I really love all these subjects that kind of come to my mind when we're talking. A lot of people are kind of fixating right now on my quest for spirituality. And I briefly talked about it a couple shows ago where everybody's reaching out going, hey, I meditate. I'm a Buddhist. I'm a full-blown Christian, and I think you should accept God and all that. And I do have a friend who's a very religious guy, and he's always talked to me about that. And to tell you the truth, I've never sat down and read the Bible. I went to Sunday school. I did all this and all that. I just never really sat down and read it, nor do I think I ever will. I don't like the are thou thou the boop the boop dee stuff, you know? All I know is that Jesus paid for my sins. I mean, my sins personally. That'd be pretty damn hard to do on a carpenter's salary, don't you think? Anyway, enough about religion. Let's talk about me. Oh my gosh. There's going to be no show this Thursday. Just want to let you know. I usually do a couple shows a week. There will be no show this Thursday. Sherry and I are going to New Orleans, Louisiana, NOLA. Sherry's never been there. I've been there a bunch of times, but always for work. Never been there to enjoy myself. A buddy of mine is going through a change of command. He is one of the most inspiring friends I have. And a lot of different levels, not in the way that you think so. He's a guy that I knew before he became a Blue Angel pilot. He was kind of in and out of the reserves for a while. He tried to do a little bit of acting. We sat out on my patio, not this patio, but there's another patio on the other side of the house. And he blames me for trying to get him into acting, which he went out and got a Screen Actors Guild card. He's that kind of guy. He'll get it done. He'll throw his ass into everything. Then he started to fly again. He's a pilot, obviously. He was a Blue Angel pilot, like I said. Then he started to fly for FedEx, and he was doing all that kind of stuff. Then he got back into the reserves. He's a Marine, and, well, he is now a three-star general. He's going to be a three-star general, and he's invited me to every one of his change of commands, and I've never been able to make it to him. They've always been through weird ratings periods in radio where you really need to be there. Now, we're in one of those right now, but I wasn't about to let another opportunity like this go by. And it's not because it's a three-star thing or anything like that. It's just I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be, I mean, he's a good friend. And it's an honor to be invited to these. And I just didn't want to be the guy that always had to say no. Because you know what? Things are a little more important than telling dick jokes for a couple days. So I really get to go experience that, and I'm going to love it. I know I'm going to love it. My parents were both in the Marines, both of them in World War II, as my dad called it, the big one, WW2. So there's that connection as well. I'm just very proud of the guy, and I know I'm going to be crying my ass off. I already know that I better bring some sort of other sunglasses. I will absolutely lose it anytime one of my friends does something extraordinary. I have a friend, Amanda, one of the Andas. She is an actor, and she's doing a play, and she's also a nutritionist. My other friend, Amanda, she's a doctor. She's a, all these people are just busting their ass. And they're not, you know, super gifted or special or anything like that. These are just hardworking people who bring me to effing tears. So I know that I'll be crying my ass off this week. I'll send as many and post as many pictures as I can. I don't know what the what you're allowed to do there and not to do and what's acceptable and what isn't acceptable. I just want to be there to honor my friend Len, and I'm pretty excited about it. And I know those of you that listen to the Lex and Terry Show also have heard of Len and heard him on the show. He's been a part of our show many times, and I get so many of you reaching out to me saying, hey, please give him my best, and you could count that I will be giving him my best. So I just know that it's going to be a very emotional day, and I don't know what's going to happen there. So it's weird to get out of my so-called bubble here in Seattle. And, you know, I think everybody has created themselves their own bubble right now. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. I think for the most part, it's a bad thing. And I think that we create it just because it's self-preservation about what's really happening out there. Do we really want to hear bad news when we know that tragedy and despair and everything else is coming our way eventually? Why go out and search it? Why follow something like a 24-hour news channel? I've never understood it. You're going to hear me talk about 24-hour news channels all the time. I think that they are the death to the human race. I think social media can be the death to the human race if not done right. But I think 24-hour news channels in particular throw you in a bubble without you even knowing you're thrown into a bubble. And that is, bottom line, you're getting information, quote-unquote information, that makes you feel good. And it's no different than what I'm doing, I guess. You know, I don't want to, I just want to have laughs and good things in my life, you know, and I try to surround myself with those types of people. Hell, my website now, even my very own website, just sent out a thing that said, because we're getting a lot of spam in there, a lot of people going, hi, you know, I've noticed your website. I love your content. Would you like to advertise? Would you like to? There's all kinds of just spam, spam, spam. And there's things, keywords you could put in your into my personal website that'll make all that stuff disappear. All that stuff just goes into a file that I'll never even look at. I don't even think I get it because I put all those things in there and I've created, yeah, another bubble because I don't want to hear any politics. I don't want to hear any of that. I think it's just the worst thing in the world. But some people will say, I'm being informed. You're not being informed. You're not being informed if you're being told what you want to hear. Your MSNBCs, we know that that leans way far left. You're being told that all this crazy stuff, everybody who didn't vote for your guy is Hitler. Now, I know that's not the truth. And the reason why I know that that's not the truth is because I don't throw myself into that world and start hearing all these made-up stories. It's just so bad. So, you know, we all are creating a bubble for ourselves, and social media has either made it better or worse. I can't figure it out. But there's a lot of lonely people out there that makes them feel less alone, which is a good thing, but also a bad thing. I guess what I'm saying is the jury's out for me anyway on all of this. I just know that I'm a fraud, basically, because I really like to keep an open mind. And it is my goal to have an open mind. Yet what I am filtering out isn't really being open-minded, is it? I don't want to talk politics if that means that, you know, some people think that that's being informed. I think politics is just shit. It's just like sports to me. I mean, I love sports, but some people like sports. Some people don't like sports. Some people like talking about coffee. Others don't. You know, you can find your own little tribe everywhere you look. I'm trying to expand my tribe, if that means anything. Some of my more interest in there. Like, you know, on social media, whether it is looking for places to travel to, you know, just stuff like that. You know, instead of just staying focused on why our life is hell, why things are going to go, because you know what? That bomb may drop right out there. I live in one of these cities. Don't think that I don't think about this. I live in one of these cities that if you're shooting a bomb off from China, probably the first place you're going to hit, if you're looking at the globe, is Seattle, Washington. And where do I live in Seattle? If you're looking behind me, right downtown. Don't think that I'm not thinking that that's not possible. But I don't want to walk around all day thinking that it's going to happen, playing the role of a victim. I'm trying to be proactive in my life by doing a podcast, talking to about things that inspire me, and talking to people that inspire me. I hope that you're picking up what I'm saying if I am saying anything whatsoever. So there you go. Right now, one of my goals is, I think that I kind of let myself turn into this guy around the house that kind of lets his wife do a lot of things. Now, Sherry's a very smart person. She takes care of all the finances, but that's not a reason for me to back out. She just comes from a banking background. She understands all of that stuff, and it frees me up to be quote unquote more creative, come up with ideas for the podcast, come up with ideas for the podcast she and I are doing. Above all, come up with ideas for the Lexiterry radio show, which pays for this building right here, this place where I live. So she's taken a lot of stuff off my plate. And I think in my mind, she's taken too much stuff off my plate. And I think that unknowingly, she is just accepting all of this stuff. And I wonder if she looks at me and says, when is this guy going to be a man? Remember the term metrosexual? Remember that was a thing? That always bothered me. Oh, you're metrosexual. And people have called me that from time to time because I went to a place to get my hair done. And that was it. But metrosexual was basically these ripped guys who, which I'm not, who, you know, just are always there for the photo opportunity and driving their fancy cars and putting on their cologne and their jewelry and all that kind of stuff. And women were attracted to those GQ kind of guys for a time. And they still are attracted to guys like that. But I'm never going to be a guy like that. I'm also never going to be a dude that's out working in the oil field. So I'm kind of like lost in between everything. But I made the conscious decision to be a guy who just gets things done. I don't want to point it out to my wife. I don't want to say, hey, here's what I'm doing. Now look what I did. You know, there's been times when I have yelled to her that I'm doing something. I'm taking out the trash, you know, type of thing, and making these announcements like I'm going off to war. I don't, you know, it's like, what the hell are you doing, dude? Just do the things that need to be done around the house that you're capable of doing. And if you're not capable of doing something, admit it, find a way to take care of it. Don't wait for your wife to pick up the phone and call the painter or to call this and that. And I just, I'm just doing this right now. And it's fairly new. I'm being very, very proactive. I'm looking for opportunities that need to be done as a way to help her out and as a way to show her that, yeah, I'm a man. I'm a man. And there's nothing wrong with being a man. There's nothing wrong with being a woman. There's nothing wrong with admitting that we have differences. There's nothing wrong with admitting that we have different strengths and everything else. I am stronger than she is. She is stronger mentally, I believe, than I am. So there's, you know, it's give and take everywhere, but I just have really stepped up my game, less video games, more being proactive, things that need to be done. But I think the number one thing that women want in a man is a guy who is strong. And I'm not talking about physical bull strong type of thing, although that does definitely come into play. I think that a woman would like a guy who is proactive about his health, who cares about his health because he cares about her, he cares about the family, and he cares about, above all, himself. He's got pride in himself. And that's not mean trying to trash people that are overweight and have eating problems. Listen, I know for a fact that food is addictive. I've been addicted to all kinds of horrible foods. And I don't have this stuff solved by any means. But I know that it's a problem, and I am working on it. There's so many people that have just given up to the bag of Doritos and said, well, it's what I like. No, I really don't think that you really care for, ooh, here comes some controversy. I really don't think that you care for your family, for your wife, and above all for yourself if you're not taking care of yourself physically and mentally. And that means taking time to do it. That might mean getting up earlier in the morning to do it. I've been having a hard time trying to find out a workout slice in my day to do it. I know that some guys get up in the morning, and they go to the gym 3 hours before their family even arises. I just think that that's such an important aspect of being not just a man, but being a person. I know so many women. Sherry takes time out of her day all the time to work out. And I know that a lot of it is for her and her vain healthiness, but I know a lot of it is there because of me and wanting to be there for me. Yeah, the health thing is number one on my list right now. It truly is. But I don't want to turn my whole life into a workout show or anything like that. But I'll definitely share with you my trials and tribulations of it. You know, strength is a good thing. You know, knowing when to fight. And I'm not talking about a physical fight. Knowing when to fight for something you want. Knowing when to fight if you have to physically. Knowing when not to do that as well is a very strong thing. Knowing when to pull back, knowing when to take a deep breath and go, this is not a situation that calls for me to be an asshole, that calls for me to raise my voice or throw a temper tantrum or throw my weight around. That's also a strength as well. So that's what I'm working on right now. I'm going to be around my buddy who I'm going to tell you a little bit about, Len, who I'm going to go see get his third star as a general. Len is a guy who I've seen go through many different changes in his life, like I've talked about, not just career changes. Here's a guy who used to like to drink and drink heavily. One day he stopped. He didn't have to go to AA. There's nothing wrong. Whatever way you find to get rid of a destructive habit that you know is bringing you down, whether it's too much pot, too much, you know, alcohol, too much food, too much this, too much porn, too much that. Any time you're able to recognize that you need a change, this type of behavior is not beneficial for sustaining that for the rest of your life. Anytime you recognize something in your life like that and you beat the living hell out of it, you beat it down, you're one strong mofo. So this guy just out of nowhere, and it worked for him, stopped drinking. Then he decided that he was, for health reasons, I think he maybe had some cholesterol issues and whatnot, decided to eat vegetarian. That turned into vegan. That turned into all kinds of stuff. I'll tell you, he ain't no fun to hang out with when it comes to drinking and eating. But he is a great guy, and he is just watching those powers in him is so inspirational to me. And we all have that. We all have ways to beat these bad habits down that we know are not moving our life forward. And there's so many ways. You could pick up a book or a podcast on it. You could talk to a mental health expert. We know right now, if you really took a deep breath and said, what is the number one thing that I need to change about myself? And it could be that you're being mean to people. It could be that you, you're negative. It could be like we talked about there just a second ago. It could be health issues, drinking, food, whatever. But we all have things. All of us do. And we are not lonely when it comes to that. We are not weak when it comes to that. I really think that we will find, too, if you really want to, you're going to find what works. But because one thing doesn't work, that doesn't mean it's not going to work on you. If you go to, if say you have a drinking problem, if you go to AA and that doesn't work for you, That doesn't mean you're a lost cause. There's something out there that's going to work on you. And just keep trying. If you're an asshole and nobody likes being around you, guess what? You're an asshole and nobody likes being around you. If you like that, if this is the way you choose to live, that's just me being an asshole. I had a bad upbringing. Well, you know, if we came up with reasons of how to get better instead of the reasons why we can remain shitty at everything in our life, it's so easy to come up with the reasons of staying like a shitty person instead of a good person. I do know that whatever you got going on in your life, whatever I have going on in my life right now, it's my health. I'm being very proactive right now. The start of the year is when I always try to get my clean bill of health. I go to my doctors, I get my checkup, get all my blood work done, and do what they tell me to do. So far, knock on wood, things have been very good. I have a colonoscopy that I'm due for. I have to do that and set that thing up. In fact, when I'm right done with this podcast, I'm going to make that call and get it done. Get it done, guys. Get it done, ladies. You're never going to move your life forward if you don't take the freaking steps. I didn't mean to turn this into a lecture. I apologize if that's what it is, but I guess I needed to hear exactly what I just said right now, which is basically what T11 is. It's me telling me things that I need to do and giving me pep talks. Love you guys. Seriously, I will not be doing a show, like I said, later this week, but I will be back Monday to tell you all about how I cried myself to sleep for my friends. I'm really excited about saying this. I really am. I'm honored. I am honored. As an American guy, I'm honored. I'm so proud to see this happen. So, guys, have a wonderful day. Wherever you are, if you're listening, if you're watching, thanks for watching on YouTube. Please like, subscribe, share this thing. I'm still trying to get to a level where they can run an ad before this thing, and maybe I could get a little money. That'd be nice. But I am getting something out of this that's well beyond monetary. I have a connection with you guys. You have a connection with me now. We're starting to interact more and more. I get to do this, and I get to spew my guts out, and immediately after these shows, I always feel better for hours. This is something that stays with me for the rest of the day, into the evening, and hopefully throughout my life. All right, guys, have a great day, and we will talk to your ass later.